Sportscast, June 24th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, Periscope, iTunes, and YouTube. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest. Today's sponsor is Insta Bible app. You can get the Insta Bible app via the iTunes, Apple App Store. Get it today and share it to the world. Big news today. The New York Knicks are hiring William Wesley. New York Knicks makes news today. Of course, whenever they make a hire, it's usually heard around the world, at least in the NBA world. And joining us, a popular Twitter influencer for the New York Knicks, Mitch. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm lucky to be here and talk about my opinion on what the Knicks have done in this hiring and hiring Leon West, Worldwide West. And I just wanted to talk about how excited I am as a Knicks fan. I'm very caring, and obviously I'm very, you know, I care a lot. And again, lucky to be here. So we'll get started.
Yeah. First, you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get involved with the New York Knicks?
All right. I'm just a very passionate Knicks fan. I watch probably every single game, not every single one, maybe like the 80 of the 82 games every season. Even the games that don't matter, when we've already had a losing record and we're eliminated from the playoffs. I very passionate, very opinionated. I believe that the Knicks are now heading in the right direction and hiring Leon Rose, and obviously now in hiring Wes. And it's cool. It's very cool. It's very awesome. You know, you see a couple of other teams have done this and hiring people who have been working in sports agencies. Another good example is like Rob Pelinka with the Lakers. You know, he used to be Kobe's agent, and obviously seeing where the Lakers are now. Being a sports agent like Wes, like Leon for those years, it's great, especially having those two, because they're obviously very well respected within the NBA world and basketball world, whether that's with other team executives, other team GMs, and obviously with the athletes themselves. They know what athletes want to hear. They know what athletes care about, and they'll learn how to deliver. And it's a very interesting way a lot of these organizations, again, like the Lakers, have been going about hiring their GMs and presidents. I think it's a great signing by James Dolan, and hopefully he's a little bit hands-off in terms of letting Leon Rose know what to do, allow him to do what he believes is best for the new organization. Even players like Kendrick Perkins, who do not really respect the Knicks and the Knicks organization, has been saying this is a top-notch hire, one of the best hires we've done in years. And you know, it's good to hear that. Obviously, as a Knicks fan, I mean, couldn't really go any worse. But I just wanted to go on further, say I think this is a great time for the Knicks to do this hire. Especially within the past couple of weeks, the Knicks released the last statement out of any other NBA organization when it came to Black Lives Matter, and didn't release really the best statement. And we're getting a lot of negative responses towards that the past recent weeks. And Leon Rose being, Wes being an African American who is very trustworthy within the organization, who I haven't heard one thing about, showing that he just signed with the Knicks as a front office position. I think that that's great for Knicks and Knicks fans, because that will prove that other players will be able to trust James Dolan in the Knicks organization, and hopefully that those bad thoughts and those bad energy, that bad reputation can go away.
So obviously, like, the Knicks hired Wes as the executive vice president / senior advisor. I've been hearing a lot of positive news with this. Like, Phil Jackson, when he got hired a few years ago, it had a mix of negative and positive, but this one's a little bit more positive. What value does Wesley bring to this organization?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot more positive, even if you see past players like Jamal Crawford tweeting, Kendrick Perkins, again, as I mentioned, and present people within the NBA organization respecting the hire. I mean, it's positive in the sense that it's a great person to have when it comes to connections, when it comes to obviously the free agents market, or whether it's the coaching. Obviously, the Knicks don't have a head coach yet, and that's up in there, Thibodeau, Atkinson, whoever it is. But if you have people who are, I think the biggest issue with the Knicks in the recent years is people don't really respect Dolan, and whether that's the correct way to look at things or not, that's up to you to decide. But they didn't. And, you know, hiring these two guys who are very big in the basketball world industry and viewed as good people who know what they're talking about and have great relations within players and, again, with other GMs and other organizations and other franchises, it's a great hire. It can only help from here. I really do believe that.
As a Knicks fan, what do you want to see Wesley do on day one? Get that coach, or let's get the talent over to New York?
Well, obviously, a lot of things are up in the air now. We don't know when we're picking. I don't know when the Knicks will make a decision on a head coach. Honestly, for me, just as Leon Rose said, I've always been the type where you got to sort of be patient as a Knicks fan. I mean, a lot of Knicks fans, they're too eager. Being a New Yorker, we're not as patient. We're very fast-paced, you know, mentality and brain. And you just got to be patient. I mean, you look at the Lakers, another example. They had three top two picks in those years that they were struggling, and Ingram, Lonzo, and D'Lo. And, you know, look at where they are now. I mean, be patient. Let the players develop. That's one thing I was very upset about. Coach Mike Miller, I mean, I get he was trying to save his own reputation, but he kept on playing in these players that, you know, weren't really important in the development of the Knicks. And, you know, players like Kevin Knox, I mean, when you draft someone, you've invested in someone. You invested in the beginning of their career and hopefully the end of their career. And I believe that those players should have gotten more minutes. And I think if we just stay patient and hire a coach who is very ready to and patient and letting players develop, like the RJ Barrett, like Kevin Knox, like Mitchell Robinson. I mean, I don't, and hopefully our draft pick coming up soon. I mean, I don't think there's much more we can do from then. And then we can examine maybe next offseason when, you know, I'm not saying Giannis, but a lot of other stars who are available in that free agency class in that market. I mean, I know that Leon Rose and Wes are very close with a couple of young rising stars like Devin Booker. I mean, that's something to look at. I know their contracts are still going on for a couple of years, like Donovan Mitchell. I mean, I know that they still have to finish that 7-year contract, but I think the Knicks are in good shape if they stay patient, develop their players, and don't rush anything, as long, even though a lot of fans will want you to rush and will want winning.
Right. You think Mike Miller will not be the permanent head coach?
I don't think so. But I read a lot of things that he'll still be on the coaching staff, whether head coach or not, that the team wants to keep him. I think he did a good job. I think he did a better job than Fizdale when it came to orchestrating an offense, defense, and team. I mean, he had more wins than Fizdale did. But, excuse me. But I don't think he will be the head coach. I don't want him to be the head coach. I think someone like Kenny Atkinson, to see what he did with the Brooklyn Nets and bringing an organization that made arguably the worst trade in NBA history with the Celtics and bringing them to the playoffs, a known name team into the playoffs, and getting D'Angelo Russell, who was considered a bust at the time, to help lead them into the playoffs and make them relevant. I think he's great with player development. I think that's someone to look to. Obviously, Thibodeau has a great reputation with the Bulls and taking them into the playoffs with Rose and all those years.
Player-wise, would you think that R.J. Barrett is the starting point that they want to build like the team around him, or do you think you're still missing that one star, make it be a center or a shooting guard, but you think R.J. Barrett is the man, or do you think there's going to be a lot more pieces needed?
I think R.J. Barrett's the man. I mean, I think he's a great initial piece to work off of and build off of. I love his mentality, the way he goes about the game. He's very focused. I went to the Knicks game in Orlando this past year, and you can just see they called him the Maple Mamba for a reason. I know he doesn't like using that, but that's because he really has that mentality. His work ethic is can't compare to anyone else, and I love him. I think the Knicks didn't even run the offense through him enough. You know, we had Marcus Morris taking a lot of shots. We had Randall controlling the ball for reasons I don't know why when he dribbles it off his toe. But I mean, I think RJ Barrett's a great piece, but at the same time, listen, like, no team, no organization in today's NBA is going to do well with just one person. Obviously, it's going to take a lot to help. We see super teams building up, super duos building up with the Clippers, the Lakers, everywhere. So, I mean, it's going to take some time. Again, be patient. Hopefully, we can let the balls bounce in our favor when it comes to the lottery, and we can go from there.
How about Julius Randle? Is he the number two guy in New York? Has he become that number two guy, or do you don't think he's that guy that will fill that position?
I'm not the biggest Julius Randle fan, just because he's very skilled. He can score when he's in the right situation, but too many turnovers. He brings the ball up, dribbles with his head down. I think the Knicks orchestrated the offense a little bit too much through him and didn't let RJ handle it, or Frank, or even Knox in that matter, or anyone else really handle it and develop. He's not the best teammate when it comes to developing players. He clogs the paint. RJ needs the paint. That's his strength area, driving in. But I think put in the right situation and telling Randle maybe not dribble the ball up too much, I think he is a great player. I really do. And hopefully the Knicks can give, again, like a player like Kevin Knox, who's only 20 years old, a freak athlete, some more confidence. And you show that through giving him playing time and through letting him be comfortable and putting him in situations for him to thrive. Someone like Julius Randle always just dribble the ball and throw it to Knox in the corner when the shot clock was expiring in 3 seconds, and he was forced a bad shot, and he was also playing a lot less minutes than last year. So I mean, to be mad at Kevin Knox and to judge him, I think that's irrational. I mean, I think you should be more upset about the Knicks and the organization not giving him minutes and not trusting him. Again, when you draft the player, you invest in them, and we weren't going anywhere. Give the guy minutes. Either he does well and improves and helps the team and helps himself and will help our organization, or he doesn't do that well. And we know it. We got a better draft pick. So that's like, I can't believe we beat Atlanta and the night the NBA said that they were canceling the NBA or they were pausing it due to COVID-19. I mean, we beat Atlanta. Now we have two worst spots and getting a better draft pick. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
The draft picks is definitely one thing the Knicks are going to rely on for the next couple of years. Now with this Wesley hire, it feels like we're transitioning out of the Phil Jackson era. What happened to that era? Obviously, he hired Fisher and also Hornacek and a few other, you know, ex-Lakers or Bulls people. But why didn't, like, the Phil Jackson system work well in New York?
Well, first of all, I don't think he was really committed. I didn't think he really cared. I don't think the effort was 100% there. I mean, he went from coaching, obviously, the Bulls, the Lakers, great two teams and winning championships, to he's like, you know what, I just want to be the president. But he wasn't letting these coaches do what they wanted to do. He's still trying to facilitate the triangle offense. And today's NBA, where that just doesn't work. The Knicks, I was saying for years, the Knicks are holding on a star in Carmelo Anthony with trade value. and losing games after games, going nowhere, not even making it to the playoffs. And at that point, you should trade the guy when he has value. You shouldn't go out and say, as Phil Jackson, say, hey, this guy has no value, he sucks. Obviously, then no, we're going to get a worse trade offer. And that's what Phil did with Mel. And, you know, it was, I didn't like it. A lot of impatience, a lot of, again, the Knicks just, they put themselves in this cycle where, because they're so impatient and that they get like the seventh pick, the eighth pick, the ninth pick. We are one of the worst organizations when it comes to win-loss column within the past 20 years since 2000. But last year when we got RJ was the only time we were the worst team in the NBA. We beat the T-Wolves in our last game. And that's what made us get the fourth pick in Porzingis. And that winning made us the second worst team in the NBA from the first worst team in the NBA. And T-Wolves got Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, it's just impatience. I think if we tank correctly, like the Warriors just did, and they're going to get a top five pick, and Anthony Edwards with a healthy Steph and Clay back, that's crazy. I mean, like, do it smartly. Stop being impatient. Like, stop with these eighth, ninth picks when getting Frank and Knox, where you have to wait more for them to develop. Stick to, again, like the Celtics, who got Tatum and Jaylen Brown and early picks. I mean, you got to be a little bit patient and wait and then start developing these guys.
Yeah, what I hope, you know, with this Wesley hire, that a lot more star players will come to New York, because a lot of them are kind of like, not disgusted, but a little bit afraid of going there because of the bad publicity and everything else. I know that, you know, Kevin Durant was rumored to go there. Even Kyrie was. And, you know, hopefully that New York will be like the old days back in the 90s, even like the early 2000s, where players wanted to play in New York, to play in the mecca of like the sport of basketball. What do you want to see in like the next couple years with Wesley? I mean, do you want to see the Knicks in an 8-seed playoff spot, go to the playoffs? Like, what is a good realistic short-term goal?
Realistic short-term goal, let's just start with this season. I mean, we're going to get a hopefully top 10 pick, hopefully top 5 or top 4, whatever it is. And again, just develop our players. I think it should be Frank, RJ, that pick, Knox, and Mitchell Robinson getting majority of the minutes working together. And again, if they do well, they do well, and they develop as players what they like, and you put them in the right situation, and they thrive, and they gain their own confidence, and they become good values for a franchise, and we can move on further. And then from there, if they were playing well and we're a playoff contender, then other players in free agency with the combination of Leon Rose and Wes, we can go out and acquire someone that can be an essential piece to our young core and teach them and bring us to another level. And maybe make us go past the first round. But essentially, you got to be patient. If they don't do well, and you know, and it's not working out, it's okay. We'll keep playing them, and we'll get a top pick again, and we'll wait for them to develop. I mean, if you look at teams again, like the Lakers, who got three top two picks, the Celtics, who got all these top picks. That clearly works. And I mean, the Knicks do have many first round picks in the upcoming years. And it's interesting to see how they go about it. I mean, you can trade them, as the Lakers traded Lonzo, Ingram, and Hart and all those guys for an Anthony Davis caliber player or not. And it's interesting to see.
Porzingis, I think, was probably one of the biggest picks since Patrick Ewing. Of course, you guys traded him to the Mavericks. Was that a big loss for you? Like, what were your personal opinion? Do you think Porzingis, you know, could have stayed and maybe could have done some more stuff for New York?
I don't know if it's true or not, but a lot of rumors came out that Porzingis didn't want to stay with New York, that he was unhappy there. And I mean, if I'm the owner of the New York Knicks, and I'm on the front office of the New York Knicks, I sit Kristaps down and I talk to him and I say, what's upsetting you? What can we do to make you happy here? I mean, you're the you could be our Messiah. Like, you could attract other people. You are only getting better. He's a top rim protector in this league. Obviously, can space out as a five like no other big man in this league. And you sit him down and you tell him, what do we need to do to help you out and make this organization where you're happy to be at? And you accommodate his needs because he was our franchise player. Obviously, we freed him up for cap space and took the gamble and getting someone like Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and passed up on that. And I think the Knicks just always tried doing that and trying to use a shortcut, trying to get a shortcut, trying to trade our whole team for someone like Carmelo Anthony. But we lost all those picks. We lost all those players. And what? The furthest thing we won is past the first round and lost in the second round? Like, come on. Like, you know, develop our players. And from there, we're the New York Knicks. And we are the biggest market. It's not the top. We're the most expensive team in the league. We are the biggest market. We are New York City. And from there, someone will be happy to play with us. Once we show that we can develop our players, we're a legitimate team and a good organization that has respect for players and other coaches. And I think Leon and Russ is going to do a great job at that. You can't forget how Leon said to stay patient. I think it's very important to stay patient. It's something New Yorkers, including myself, are difficult with hearing, but yeah.
NBA resumes next month. Only 22 teams are going. The New York Knicks are not going. What are your thoughts over this tournament? Do you think it's good format? And what are your overall thoughts?
Well, I can't tell if I'm happy or upset. I'm not going to see the Knicks play for over half a year. I'll be honest with you there. Definitely will be stress-free, though. But I think if the NBA can pull this off, which it seems like they are, it's great for them. I mean, it would be amazing for them. Obviously, Disney being a great location to have a bubble. And I think it's pretty fair, essentially, because everyone's starting from the same spot. Everyone stopped playing basketball and everyone's going to resume with a big, what is it, 2-3 month gap in between. Obviously, if you can pull this off, that'd be great. I mean, baseball obviously just announced that they'll be back. Hockey will be back soon, and we'll see what happens with football. But obviously, if the NBA can pull it off and make some more money at the end of the day, it's a business, no?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this tournament, or well, I call it tournament, but you know, I guess some people could call it that. But it should be quite interesting. And I know Avery Bradley announced this morning that he will not be joining, and possibly J.R. Smith, who used to be a Knick, is going. It could possibly go with the Lakers.
Yeah, six man J.R. Smith. I mean, you know, J.R. Smith is just a streaky guy. He's either on or he's off. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I know LeBron can get him straight like he did in Cleveland, but be interesting to see JR, McGee, Dion, and Dwight all in one area. At least they're bubbled off from the world, right? I mean, it's interesting to see. It's very exciting.
Yeah, you know, J.R. Smith, I'm really happy that he's, you know, still has a lot in him yet, still, even though I don't think he's been playing, he hasn't played in a year, I believe. So it should be quite interesting joining LeBron, which I heard he plays well with him. Of course, that one game one where he forgot, like, the time clock, that was not a good memory. back with the Knicks, I look at the Knicks history very closely as well. I look at the 70 Knicks, I look at the 90s. And, of course, in the 2000s with Melo and J.R. Smith, which of the Knicks era do you like the most?
That's a difficult question. I'm only going to answer the era that I've been alive for. I love that. I love Melo. I love the Knicks pre-Melo, right when they got Stoudemire. People forget that he was an MVP candidate. He was averaging great numbers, 30, 10, and the Knicks were winning. They were fun to watch. I mean, that was just exciting. I obviously loved when they had like the Randolph and Jamal Crawford and the Marbury and Nate Robinson era, Quentin Richardson, Eddie Curry. I love that era too, because that's when I first really started watching basketball and following the Knicks. But I mean, hopefully this new era with Mitchell Robinson and RJ Barrett, and I'm going to include Kevin Knox and then obviously Frank Neal and Kina, fan favorite, in that conversation, because again, those guys are young. They're only 20. I mean, early 20s, and they're great athletes, and they just got to be given a chance. They got to be put in the right situation where they can thrive and show that they're trusted, and they'll give them more confidence.
Yeah, my favorite era was definitely the early mid '90s. That Knicks team that was coached by Pat Riley, that took the Bulls to 7 games.
Yeah,
we had 2 teams. It was the Pacers and the New York Knicks. They were able to take them to 7 games. But that Knicks team, especially in 1994, they could have beat the Rockets. That was their best shot of winning like the NBA championship in the modern era.
Yeah. Olajuwon, I mean, it's all right. I mean,
it's all right. But I look at that team, it's very interesting with John Starks, Patrick.
I mean,
Green.
Now if any player came to New York and brought us to the finals, and even if we didn't win a championship, they'd be looked as God, and there'd be a statue right out of MSG, and all of New York will bow down to it. I mean, I can't say this enough, but me and my friends have a little bit of an argument, but New York's a basketball city. Yeah, you can say baseball, Yankees, of course. I'm a big Yankee fan too, but I mean, the Linsanity, some random kid from Harvard just starts playing incredible for 2 weeks. If that happened in Milwaukee, no one would hear about it. There would be no such thing. They would have dedicated Knick game. Knick games were sold out. Of course I went to a whole Linsanity game. And like, it was packed. Even it was crazy. I mean, it woke up New York and the NBA, and it was insane. That one little 2 weeks that lit up New York City. New York's a basketball city. MSG to this day is still almost sold out every single night. And we're clearly a basketball city, and we're just waiting on a good draft pick, waiting on a free agent who's willing to take on that challenge and joining the Knicks. Obviously, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were too scared, in my opinion. They let the media get to them. Kevin Durant with his burner accounts, and you're arguably the most skilled player in NBA history. Like, come on, man. You're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares what the guy on the couch is talking about? They couldn't take on the heat. They couldn't take on the challenge. And I mean, we're excited to see who will. Hopefully that comes sometime soon.
Yeah, definitely. New York, it was the favorite spot Michael Jordan liked to play basketball games, and some say his best games were there. So New York, I believe with this Wesley hire is a fresh breath air, I think. And I hope the Knicks organization will come back, you know, and hopefully will become a playoff seed, not necessarily like a top number one, maybe, but you know, somewhere to get like to a spot, get back into the glory days of the New York Knicks. Poll question of the day: should the Ravens acquire Antonio Brown or Josh Gordon? What is your pick, Mitch?
I'm on this. I think Antonio Brown, just because Josh Gordon hasn't been playing in a while, like for a while. I know AB's just been out this like past year. I know they both have attitude problems. They both have off the side issues. But I mean, if you can get AB, obviously he's better. Obviously, the last time he played was sooner. So I say AB all day.
Yeah, which Antonio Brown is winning 70% to 30% to Josh Gordon. So Antonio Brown feels like it's a clear winner on our Twitter poll. So you go on twitter.com/thesportscast1 to check out to poll or to vote on who you think the Ravens should get. Of course, Ravens are an upcoming team with Lamar Jackson. It believes, like, some people are saying they're like one piece away to go deep in the playoffs or maybe at least win that first round game. So we'll see what happens with the Ravens. We'll take Mitch. What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the New York Knicks?
My Twitter. My Twitter handle, son of a Mitch with 2 H's at the end.
Yeah. Son of, was like the 1 H already taken? Is that why you?
Yeah, 1 H was taken. Yeah.
So you're able to relive that a little bit. And of course, your Twitter is mostly about, you know, Knicks news and everything, right?
Knicks news, some personal opinion. I'm a big Drake fan, so some Drake stuff. my tweet about the Leon Rose was a Drake lyric. I learned the game from William West. You can never check me. For opening lines from back to back, if you're familiar with it. If Drake is tweeting about West, you know that he's known everywhere.
And of course, you know, there's still a lot of hardcore Knicks fans. That's what I like about like the Knicks organization. Yeah, I know they've had some tough years, but there's still some fans out there that stick it out, even through good times and bad.
Yeah, and I wish I had my RJ Barrett jersey with me. I was in the office. The news came out this morning when I already made my commute to the office. So next time.
Now, you said there'll be a press conference with the Knicks
tonight
on Leon Rose. What would that be about? Just announcing like the Wesley hire?
Announcing the Wesley hire would – what his ideas are. I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about the coaching hire as well. I mean, it's not that much of a press conference per se. I just think they're all at home, you know, talking, but it's going to be on MSG Network tonight at 7 p.m. Definitely going to tune in. It's Leon's first time speaking to the fans as president, so it's exciting to hear.
MSG Network, of course, you can see it only on the New York area unless you have special rights on DirecTV or Dish Network. And we'll see. We'll see Wesley become the next Jerry West or the Mitch Kupchak, you know, become these mind GMs. Even become like a Jerry Cross, you know, where they just know how to assemble these teams and puzzle them together. They knew when to trade Oakley for Cartwright, things like that. You know, that's why these guys are in the game. That's why they're made. That's why coaches and GMs cannot, you know, they cannot be one position. That'd be two separate positions because you've got to be out there scouting, recruiting. And I think Wesley is going to get right on it from starting today, I bet. I bet he's making some phone calls right now. So,
definitely.
Well, Mitch, you can follow everyone else, you can follow us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or on Twitter at thesportscast1. Tomorrow we have Ryan Krista talk about the return of baseball, which I believe Mitch is a baseball fan too, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yankee fan.
You're Yankees. Okay, I was going to ask you if you were Knicks Mets or Yankees, because I know you have two options in New York, also for football, too. Who's your football?
I don't hate myself that much where I'm a Mets and Knicks fan. I'm a Yankees, Knicks, Rangers, and Giants all day.
Okay, good. Yeah, typically what I've seen is Yankees and Giants kind of go together, typically.
Definitely. You know, the Jets and Mets, I mean, I feel bad for you. Yeah.
Should be exciting. New York sports, it feels like there's something going on. We need to bring back at least a championship, at least for one of the sports, right?
At least one.
Well, Mitch, I really appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.